This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a favorite charity?
My Cash App.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Travis Ishikawa is going to join us, San Jose Giants hitting coach.
I'm excited.
And we're going to talk to him a lot about Bryce Eldridge, who was promoted to AAA yesterday by the Giants. And with their hitting woes continuing, the question becomes, is it possible Eldridge would come to the big club sooner rather than later, even though Buster Posey said ideally he would spend the rest of the year in the minors to get reps? But he also said things can change.
What if he just start hitting bombs left and right on the AAA level study? Then it's like he's forcing the issue, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, real quick, did you have Norm asked me to ask you this, true story.
Sure.
Did you have garlic fries last night?
No. I don't like French fries by themselves.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'll have a couple with a burger, a chicken sandwich.
Or bison burger. You'd mentioned that.
Evan asked me if I'd ever been to Tulsa, and I had, and I've had a bison burger in Tulsa. And,
good.
You know, Evan is, we're struggling a little right now.
Who?
Evan
Trouble in Paradise E.
Yeah. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't like sometimes my meticulousness, if you will. For example.
No.
And he don't like your forgetfulness. I can't speak for E. I'm sorry.
Trying to remember everything that you omit is a very difficult job. And so when you call me on the one thing that I forget, when I'm spending the majority of my mental capacity on you.
Why am I laughing?
It hurts, Steiny. It hurts.
And Evan, you cut him, too.
Evan said to me, yeah, final start. You know, I said, hey, final start tomorrow. And he said, you mean the Midwestern, the Midwest Classic.
Let's go, yes.
And, of course, me being the D I am, I said, you know, I think Oklahoma City is more the Southwest. He didn't like that.
But he likes you.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah. What'd you think of Gelce?
He is raw and uncut, and he made me feel like I belong. Like, I come in here with takes bothered by Butler's 20 field goal attempts, and you make me, you give me a complex or try to, and he basically said, Goo, you're spot on. The Kuminga, it was a bad look, not for Kerr, but for the Warriors. But moving forward, Steiny, what are you going, are you really going to take half, 50% on the, 50% on the dollar, send a sign and trade and not able to get what he's really worth back? Like, that has me thinking he can't go anywhere.
I mean, the issue with Kuminga is you could theoretically get somebody back who's not as good as Kuminga, but he helps your team more than Kuminga's helped the Warriors over the last 4 years.
Do you think that guy, there's a guy, a player out there like that?
What about,
like, how can we,
what about a guy like Caruso? And I know they're never going to get him. Like, most people would say, oh, I'd rather have Kuminga than Caruso. But I think if you put Caruso on the Warriors, he would help the Warriors more than Kuminga. That's just me.
Okay, real quick, for the umpteenth time, let's don't just blame J.K. here.
Why
hasn't it worked for him to be able to coincide with
what? No, Ibanez is going to get mad.
No, this is sports.
Because
I'm asking,
what's the question?
Whose responsibility is it? It's not just Jonathan's, man.
I think it is. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to him. By the way, very important text here to read from the 510. Matt, have you not been saying exactly the same thing about Jimmy since he's been here? Go ahead and take your laps. Yeah, I mean, basically, Geltzy said, don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play. You need to stop it.
Yeah, I gave you that. Wow. That was a lap, man.
He's an interesting cat.
I don't know if I like that.
What do you mean?
Like, he's an interesting cat, but don't tell him when it's go time.
Hey.
Because it was go time, and he said Eddie Johnson was in on it, too.
That's right. He works with Eddie Johnson. Yeah. Brian Geltzeiler works with Eddie Johnson. Steiny needs to have pheasant burger. Have you ever had a pheasant?
No, I've hunted pheasant, but I have not eaten it.
I would have thought you'd have had pheasant.
And Norm is probably listening like, dumbass, you have, but I don't remember it. But I've had elk.
You had elk?
Yeah, venison.
Which is better?
I would say, to me, venison.
Have you ever had bison?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm shocked. Like, damn.
Yeah,
bison. So, is bison in the city? Could we go get some after the show?
I gotta believe there's a place that sells bison burgers.
Rome Burger has a bison burger.
Wow. Okay. Look at my man Carter.
Yeah, I had one in Tulsa, and it's good. It's not as meaty as a ham. Like if you have a great cooked burger,
okay.
Just imagine how that tastes.
Hunger. Yeah,
and then you make a bison burger. It's not quite that good, but it's good.
Yeah,
it's good, and it's better for you apparently, especially if they're grass fed.
Steiny 707. Oh. Please don't turn Eldridge into Joey Bart. Nah, this is different. Dude's got a big stick, man, and they need it. It'll be interesting, man. I mean, Stoney, we're talking about 15, 16 games, no more than 4 runs.
Yeah,
in an era where the ball's just and I did hear Willard Friday, or I think it was Monday, him and Dibs, and I don't know if you know, I believe the Nationals scored 8 runs in an inning, the first inning.
It was
about a few games back.
Who had the over?
My point is, not me. My point is, teams are scoring runs out there, buddy. Except this one in orange and black.
Hey, what's today? Oh, today's Wednesday, so the NBA Finals start tomorrow.
I am truly excited, man.
I got to... How you feeling about the finals? Like, what do you know?
I think the two best teams are playing. That's like, I feel good about that. The two best teams, they're young, they run, they defend, and they're deep. And I didn't have the Pacers checking all those boxes, so I think this thing could go 6 or 7. But if you told me OKC with that ferocious defense swept, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, because you work with me, I felt the Pacers were coming. I did.
Man, they got some
thought
dudes.
They were going to be a tough out, and I was right, but that's not what I want to talk about. Here's what I'm thinking about this series. This reminds me just a hair of the, you got to tell me the year, because they're your favorite team. I'm talking about the Lakers. And what was the year that the Pistons beat the Lakers?
I want to say, 01 they won. 04.
Okay.
Let me double check.
That's
when Kobe didn't pass the ball, him and Shaq were feuding.
Yeah, and the one where nobody was really giving Detroit much of a chance.
None.
And they ended up kind of dominating the series. So I always have that in the back of my mind when I think about a series like this.
Well, who Oklahoma would be Shaq and Kobe? SGA would be Kobe.
For me, it's more Oklahoma City looks like the best team.
They look like the Warriors, Steiny. Like, they're set up. Look at their – like, they can still add. Guys are still on that rinky-dink contract. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yes, but
Remember, I was like, you got to show me.
I don't know how Indiana matches up with Oklahoma City. Maybe they match up great against them.
But they got athletes, too.
Who?
Indiana. Everywhere, Stoney. They got athletes. They got bigs.
So make a prediction.
We're going to do that tomorrow.
No. I want to do it now.
Well, you can make me. You golfing today? What's up with the sweater?
No, I'm golfing today.
Where at? He's back.
Alameda. It's Wednesday. It's summertime. Oh, by the way, geez, Stiney, learn your partner. How was the doctor yesterday?
We still don't know. I don't know.
Don't know what?
What's going on?
Well,
what's causing
it? What do you mean? Like,
bursitis?
Seriously?
No, that's happening, Evan, but we don't know what's causing it, and they're trying to say arthritis. And I'm like, it's more than just that, and I had to fight for this MRI. Then we had to do another one. So yesterday was my second one.
Arthritis can get you.
Not like...
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Out of nowhere.
That's one of the...
And I'm moving and grooving with the best of them.
That's one of the reasons your boy needed hip surgery. Arthritis.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It makes it painful.
Oh, man.
And that's what happens. That's what life's about with arthritis.
Oh, I was in there. They were like, dude, you got to go. Because I had my list with questions.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to see you at a doctor's office.
Dude, explain this to me.
I got
to
believe Goo keeps the doctor in the office, asks him.
Oh, my God. Stoddy.
How many questions? Like 700 questions. And at some point, the doctor's got to say, Goo,
I gotta I've got to see another patient. That was what he said yesterday. But, man. You're saying arthritis is that strong, though, huh?
It can
be. Out of nowhere. Because I didn't.
It can't.
Nothing happened.
It can be, rather. Oh, boy.
It happened.
Curry 900 on the YouTube chat. Goo out tomorrow. Confirmed.
Nah, please. I'll battle through it.
Oh, God. And now you know what the new joke's going to be. Anytime anybody's got some kind of malady. Evan's going to come in and say, bursitis. Evan's got a new favorite word, bursitis.
Dude, I woke up with this softball on my top of my knee like, what's? I thought I was dying.
That's bursitis.
He doesn't know whether it is or not.
No,
that's what makes it funny.
She said, physical therapy, Union City Kaiser, she said it was bursitis.
Oh, well,
and it's a sack full of fluid.
Well, then you know what it is. What's the problem?
I think I tore something. And they're trying to tell me I didn't.
I'll bet you.
Let the machine tell us. They're trying to. Let the machine tell us.
I see what's going on
here. Let the machine tell us.
So
you don't have heart problems. How do you know? I can lick and tell. That's not medicine. Let the machine tell us.
No, I know what this is. This takes me back to when I was about, 11 years old. I'd come home and I'd be like, Dad, I think I broke my toe. And he'd say, you didn't break your toe. And I'd say, well, how do you know? He's like, because I know you didn't break your toe. And then 2 days I'd be walking. He'd say, see, you didn't break your toe. What I'm getting at is you have bursitis. Nothing tore. You didn't tear anything, Goo. You don't exercise hard enough to tear anything.
I'm playing who?
Exactly. But you're doing it in slow motion. You're a shell of yourself.
Now I'm getting mad. I do want you to come out.
I won't.
And just watch me hoop. Could you imagine?
No.
All right.
Now the 408 saying it's not arthritis, Goo. How do you know?
I don't believe it is either.
By the way, Travis Ishikawa coming out
with... What you in Lee with?
A couple minutes.
Help Bryce.
Of course.
Dominic Smith coming to say today.
I might not ask him about Dominic Smith.
Man, Wade Jr. is not a giant. Casey Schmidt is.
Late night Lamont, was that the 107 win team?
Man, he earned that too.
When he was a pinch hitter and he hit .849.
And Darren Ruff, anytime you put him up to the plate, it's time to get a game winning hit or homer.
He had the most go ahead or game winning hits in the ninth inning or later in over 40 years that season.
What happened?
Now, how do you know that? You just retained like that?
Well, I saw it on Twitter today, but...
No, I would have... Evan, I would have said, I remember. What happened to him, you think? injuries?
Well, this is where you got to remember that Lamont Wade was a Rule 5 pick. He was not very good in the first place, which is one of the reasons why he was so easily embraced during a ridiculous 2021 season when this guy came out of nowhere and was the hero late night Lamont.
Damn, man.
In other words,
like when Darren Ruff fell off a cliff.
Dude,
you got to remember, they signed him from Korea.
Korea, Stoddy.
I tell you what. Forget you and Bob Myers. Needs to be Evan and Posey.
You think?
Yes.
Well, they got a big task ahead of them.
I tell you what, Evan is such a perfect yin to your yang, because I'm starting to get it now. I don't think Evan likes your baseball hot takes at all.
But that's what the beauty of it. I don't do it for him to like it.
Well, you should.
I love hard, man. And last night, that was gut-wrenching.
No, I had a great take today, which was, is this not why they were platooning the last three years?
I can't run effing. Yeah. Think about it, Steiner. You went away from it, but now we're finding out maybe. And you gave, I got to give you credit.
Thank you.
I got in the caddy yesterday. The way you said Kapler was on everything, playing the manager role like a great piano. He was doing stuff, Stoney.
Oh, he was doing stuff. He was doing stuff. No doubt about it.
What if we have a bet? When will the Giants score more than four runs?
Tonight.
What would you take?
I would say tonight.
Nah. I don't know!
Who's pitching for the Padres? Oh, no. Cease. No. That's going too far. Maybe Dylan. Tomorrow. Or maybe Thursday's game.
No. That's going too far.
I'll tell you what, they're going to score more than four runs tomorrow during the day.
Did you have your appearance with Loveman on
Not yet, tomorrow. We're doing it tomorrow after
the
game.
He asked me, I declined. I said, yeah, and then I Bonte went, you went. Why am I last? I told him I wasn't doing it.
Maybe he doesn't like your hot takes either in baseball.
Stop doing it.
Baseball doesn't
love
really.
Is my guy.
And look,
what?
It doesn't lend itself to hot takes, baseball. You got to let it play out.
So you've never listened to Mad Dog?
Oh, talk about baseball?
Yeah, he's screaming about your boy in New York that got fired. Tibbs.
That's basketball.
I know, but that's what he's screaming about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. People think we talk about Kuminga a lot. I mean, Tom Thibodeau, jeez. Well, give it
a
rest.
We got a new guy we'll get you today. The boss won't like it.
We've got
Ayuk.
Oh.
We'll get to him before we get out of here.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
By the way, I had what was my thing? Oh, you know I can't stand the Knicks, right?
What's that stem? Well, Celtics. But
there's a lot of reasons. I think their fans are reprehensible.
Well, then you just don't like New York because all the people are like that.
Part of it's New York. It's a city that before I came out here, it completely gobbled me up. It humbled me. It took my money. It left me like, like somebody leaving Vegas after a 3-day bender with no money.
I've been there.
New York's just, I'll be honest with you. And this is what I was talking about yesterday with you must be able to look at yourself in the mirror and acknowledge who you are. New York, it's too much city for me. It's too much.
But you're soft. Well, that's not a shocker to Evan and I. And
but my point is, I'll acknowledge that. I'll acknowledge that. New York is too much for me. It's just too much.
And if you go somewhere and have a pop, and you're like how you are in California, you'll get one across the kisser.
Well, I wouldn't.
Don't play.
Well,
don't play.
Real quickly, you don't tell me what's going on with New York, okay? That's the first thing. You've been there once.
I've
been there countless times. So don't pretend to know that. By the way, Travis Ishikawa is going to join us now at 11:45, which is in 15 minutes. What I was getting at, Goo, was... What was I getting at? Oh,
New York. Go ahead. Your disdain for it.
Right. But they could... If there's somebody who's in the equation for the coach of the New York Knicks, that is, if they hire him... I'll root for the Knicks. John Calipari.
Oh, Steinie.
What? He's a candidate.
He failed already.
No, he did not. I challenge you. Look at his NBA coaching record.
Was he hired and fired? That count the bucket.
Every coach in the history of the game was hired and fired.
I think that ship has sailed.
That is a misperception that Calipari was overwhelmed in the pros. No, he wasn't. He went to the postseason. As the Nets coach, I'll go up.
But you like him that much?
I love Calipari. He's great, man. I tell you what.
Then why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't the team given him a second chance?
Because nobody can pay him as much as where he's been to college. Probably. But anyway, that's the kind of guy, John Calipari, who has no connection to the Bay Area. But he'd be a great weekly guest. Mm. Oh, God.
I didn't know you had a man crush on
him like
this.
Oh, I love Calipari. He tells it like it is.
Well, so do I. So does Evan.
Well, the difference between you and Calipari is he doesn't take himself too seriously. He's not afraid to criticize himself.
He's an Italian.
And he's that. But he's also one of these guys that I talked to you about that you're very different than. He'll look in the mirror and look at himself. Before he starts to blame others. I'm talking about John Calipari. Oh,
boy, now we have to get him on.
I wouldn't.
I think that job really is going to Van Gundy. Jeff, who's done a great job with the Clippers defensively, Steinie.
I think it's going to go to Michael Malone. That's my call. But it's just a guess.
I'm no racism here at all. I just, why couldn't you have said Mike Brown?
Because I think Mike Malone's a better coach. I like Mike Brown. Really nice guy. He's been wonderful to us, but I think if you have a chance to hire... I mean, who would you hire, Malone or Mike Brown? Just sight unseen.
Malone.
You're probably going to hire Malone. What about...
I just don't like the state of sports and coaching.
I love it.
How does a guy like Chauncey Billup get a 3-year extension... And then your boy take his team to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he's fired.
Well,
make that make sense.
Well, I will if you listen.
Oh.
I believe there's a sense in Portland that young core is growing. They are the poor man's Houston Rockets.
See you in 20 years, because it feels like they've been doing that forever. But okay, since Dame left.
What about the Houston Rockets? They've been plugging away for 2 years.
All
right. And they emerged. The Portland Trailblazers... might be poised to emerge next year.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Shut up, Draymond.
I love that.
You're not in this one.
God, man.
So I think, and Thibodeau.
Nothing against Chauncey. I'm just like, dude.
And then I think as it relates to Tom Thibodeau, to me that's what New York does. That's what New York does. It's,
what I don't like is.
5 years, fire him.
Yeah. Who fired him? Is it Rose or was it the owner Dolan? Who cares? The guy just got capped. He lost his job. Who fought? Like, what does that do? Who fired him? And nobody will know the truth unless they come out and say it.
Leon Rose and Dolan.
Well, some are saying it was just Dolan and it wasn't Rose.
All right. Well, does it matter?
Right. To Tibbs, it doesn't.
I mean, when I look at the Golden State Warriors power structure and people say, what happened with Wiseman? Well, that was Joe Lacob.
No, Joe said it was
Bob Myers.
Group.
Right. And that's what a guy, that's what he'll do, but I got to believe that there were some people in that front office that were thinking, we got to be careful with this Wiseman guy.
Well, I'll call Carl Anthony Towns Cat the coach killer. He's got your boy fired twice in Minnesota.
Yeah. And yet the Knicks went further than they did last year with Carl Anthony Towns than they had the previous year.
I do wonder who won that trade. Both end up in the conference finals, Minnesota and New York. You call it a tie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man.
Pretty much. I mean, I guess you'd. If you really want to nitpick, you'd have to give the edge to the Knicks because
they were close.
They went to six games, and the Timberwolves only went to five. You're not going to like to just real quick here before we take a break and joined by Ishikawa. There was a text here that
when do you realize text the bad ones make me more powerful? Nothing throws me off like oh, you get headaches. Oh. Somebody, I got to get off Twitter.
Yeah. This is
stronger.
This is a text from the text line.
Not your knee.
That.
Now, that bothered me. Yeah. That's too real for radio.
See, this is a text that I'm going to read from the 415. And it's the kind of text that is layered and nuanced. And I don't even know if we can really get into depth on it because
just read
I'm worried you might not quite get it, but this is levels right here. This is a great text. Guru from the 415. Do you think Minnesota was really doing its best to defend Jonathan Kuminga because they thought he could lead the Warriors to a victory against them? And I do think there's a little something there. They shut Butler down, and they were willing to live with whatever Kuminga could score.
But, Steiny, mm-hmm. I watched the games again. There are no videos of four Minnesota defensive players around Butler's every move. It wasn't that.
They weren't worried about Kuminga. Oh,
and they weren't worried about Jimmy.
Oh, definitely.
Steiny, the double and triple team stop.
If they would have been.
He was getting
if
guarded.
If they would have been worried about Kuminga, they would have put McDaniels on him.
He got some
we
of
can
that
talk,
work, too.
We can talk about it on the other side. Not with Travis Ishikawa, though. We're going to talk baseball with Travis Ishikawa coming up on the other side. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.